Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. We would like to thank the following sponsor.
Hi, my name is Zach Davis, and I'm the director of a ministry called Unstoppable Media. Now, you might be saying, ministry and media, what does that mean? Well, our mission is to inspire people to Christ through songs and stories of hope. Well, here at Unstoppable Media, we want to help people stir up their expectation in God again. Believers to hook on to hope, the hope that is in Christ and the fact that eternal salvation is ours in Him. And one day I have good news for you. One day Jesus Himself will come back on a white horse and He's going to set everything right and He's going to make all things new. Would you join us on our mission of hope?
For more information on how you can support Unstoppable Media, please visit their website at unstoppablegmr.org.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're here today with one of my most favoritest people on the planet. We are joined with Miss Kashina with Needing Knots of Relaxation. Guys, I've got to tell you that I have interviewed several people, but none of them compare to the precious heart of Miss Kashina. Kashina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It is definitely an honor and a privilege, and it's always amazing to see your beautiful face. Super excited to be here, so thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I have to brag on you. I can't help it, but every time you walk in a room, you bring sunshine. Like, I have seen you stressed out, tired, wore out, and you are still smiling.
I guess I'm going to say definitely all praises to God on that one, because it's hard. It is so hard to do that. It is a part of my outfit. You know how you put on your makeup and you put on your jewelry. And I'm like, if I don't have that smile, I just look different. I feel different. And so I want to be that person that walks in and just makes that room warm, as they say. And so thank you for that, because sometimes you don't know that you're having that impact on someone just by walking in and having that smile.
So, absolutely. Yeah. That's one of those things that I've always tried to be that. Mm-hmm. But I think since I've met you, I have really just embodied that yes. I want to be the smile. If you don't see one anywhere else, mm-hmm. you're going to walk away mm-hmm. with one after you talk to me.
Absolutely. I completely 100% agree. I always feel like when I see you, I just want to take you and just do that squeeze on you, because you just bring so much joy. I mean, and vice versa, you do. You just bring so much joy. You're so genuine and authentic, and that's appreciated.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I love you. So we are actually here to talk about some business.
Yay!
We need to know everything about you. I already know your story, and you have blessed my heart so much with your story. Yeah. But I need all of these people to know your story. So can you tell me how Needing Knots came to be?
Absolutely. So I'm not going to say it was by mistake. It was definitely a blessing. My grandmother, who raised 18 children of her own, 9 boys and 9 girls. We have a really, really large family. And at that age, when you're going to grandma's house, you're just going to eat, watch TV, and play. And so that's typical, you know. But unfortunately, our grandmother, she was one of those grandmothers that had those aches and those pains and high blood pressure. You know, she dealt with a lot of different things that we didn't necessarily understand as children. But I paid attention to her. We would watch her kind of limp, and she would do the moans, and we would see bottles of alcohol and Aleve and, you know, maybe Tylenol just laying around the house that she would use. And so I remember maybe about the age of 7 to 8 years old, she called us all in, and we were terrified, because if you got called in all together, someone did something almost always. And so she just kind of had us squeeze her hand just tight as we could. And I was afraid to do that, because I was like, wait a minute, what's going to happen if we do it? So she just encouraged us, squeezed my hand. And I remember her telling my cousins and my sister to, like, you guys go back and play, and Sheena's going to stay up here with me. And so I stayed, and blink of an eye, that was my job and my duty every day. The thing was, though, I didn't necessarily understand that it was massage. And I definitely did not know any benefits of that. You know what I mean? I just knew she always fell asleep. She would get up and move more freely. It wasn't a hop every time she got up. And so she was just transparent about it. She told me what hurt, where to put it. And she would buy these bottles of lotion. And I just fell in love with that. Just seeing her not in pain and seeing her snore and like seeing her head tilt over and me just kind of crawling away once that hour had kind of passed, and sometimes it was longer. And so I thank God for that, that my grandmother, she saw something that I didn't have a clue about what it was, or that it would allow me now to even be able to take care of my family all these years later. And so me wanting to go to school and having that passion and just having a passion to take care of those who couldn't, that was something that grew in me at a very, very young age. And so when you're trying to think about what do you want to go to school for, I was super advanced in that. I was like, it's either going to be take care of people who look like my grandmother, they're older, you know, they're disabled or they're sickly, or I want to be able to be that touch to that body that's going to help that body. So not having that education at that age, and then later on saying, I want to go to school to do this, and being able to get that education, I definitely want our community to know that this is not a contaminated word. This is not something that you just take an oil and you rub on someone's skin. This is healing. This is holistic. I mean, this can change a person's life. The medications that they take, they don't necessarily have to be, you know, emerged with that. So needle knots came along 2019. My grandmother did not live to see that. But I always says that she saw it. She saw it for years, you know, until she passed away. And so I'm so thankful for that opportunity. I had no idea. I didn't have a plan or a thought to ever be in a physical location with it. I was just going to be this mobile massage therapist. You know, I just passionately wanted to help people. And so, man, that time has come and here we are. And I'm just so thankful. I'm so grateful. And I'm just appreciative of where it is right now.
I absolutely love your story so much because very few people know what they want to be when they grow up. Yeah. I know I was 42 before I figured it out. Oh. So, which this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to be absolutely. When I grew up. I just didn't know.
Absolutely.
But you having that, and I believe 100% that it is a blessing,
yes,
that it is something that was given to you by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just, hey, I'm good at this,
yeah.
But you felt it in your core that yeah. this is why I'm here.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't consider it, you know, you hear the word job and you hear that it's like a cliche of if you do something you love every day, you'll never work a day in your life. And I was like, I get that now. You know, I understand that now. I absolutely love going to help these people come in one way and they leave a totally different way. And not only do I love to do it, I love to receive it too. So it's both for me. Sometimes you have therapists and they just like to do the work, but I absolutely love to be able to be in that place to receive it because I know what it does, you know, for me, for my body, for my mind, you know? So yeah, absolutely.
Well, I can say that as one of the ones on the other side of the table, she's not lying. The healing happens. I'm going to tell you. I don't come near as much as I should, and I get fussed at for it. But, oh, the healing. Yes. It is a real thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So you said you came to be your business license. The official was in 2019.
Yes, ma'am.
From 2019, just you and your sweet little self starting out to today. How much growth and changes have you seen in your business?
Oh, my goodness. Never thought about it being someone else with me at that time. I was a nervous, scared wreck when it was time to get those keys to that spa. And you know how you didn't have everything that you necessarily needed? But I was like, if I got the table, if I got the towel warmer, and I got the oils, this is where I'm going to start. So I wanted things in the very beginning that I necessarily didn't have right away. Funding for small businesses that was like foreign. And COVID happened literally the year that I was supposed to actually get started with this. And so it pushed me back a little bit. And then once I got into that building, a therapist ended up just dropping by. She had just graduated from school. And I was like, huh, it's 3 rooms here. I'm only using 1 room. I hadn't thought about bringing another person on. And I just believe that God spoke to my heart. And I was like, if he allows me to be a blessing to someone else who has this dream or this passion, you know, why not? Why not bring someone else along? And so Miss Reeves came along, and I'll say her name because she's retired now. At the time, I believe she was 61 years old. That was a lesson for me. It wasn't necessarily for me to necessarily give her an opportunity to work, but it was like a teaching moment for me, you know, to see her at that age, have that passion, and have clients who came in. They loved her. They loved her work, her skill set, and just her testimony. Like, it ministered to me while I was there. And so we were together for about 2 years, and we outgrew the first location, and it was super busy. And I think I blinked. I literally blinked, and that year was gone. And I was like, oh, Lord, we got to find a bigger space, because then there was another therapist who wanted to come along as well. And so we moved, and we've been at that new location now for 2 years, and there's a total of 5 of us that are there now. And so when I walk into that building and I see them, I always tell them, this is bigger than what they think. You know, I always tell them, I'm not your boss. You know, you are here doing a service to these individuals with the gift that God gave you, you know. And so I just want them to always be there and learn as much as we can, because this is an industry where you don't ever know it all. You're going to always get a new client that's going to come in with some issues, with some things you never heard or seen. And you have to learn how to assess those things sometimes right when they're on that table. So we're always learning. And I want us to continue to like do that, to be able to help our community. There's so many people who do not know what a massage is. So from 2019 to 2024, and if the Lord blesses 2025, I just want to continue to be able to have those people come in and learn, and we change this community just one body at a time. Yes, ma'am.
I love it. So precious. I didn't realize that you have 5 other therapists with you. That's amazing. I knew you had a few, but that's so awesome. Yeah. So for any people who are wanting to get into this line of work, they're scared to put themselves out there, what kind of advice would you give a new massage therapist that's a budding entrepreneur?
Definitely do your research. When I went to find out about a school, I had just moved here. I wasn't from this area. I've been here now 14 years, but I didn't know that they actually was going to have a school for it. So do your research. Find out, what does it cost? What is it that you desire when you come out of school? What happens if you don't get everything that you desire in the program? You know, will you be driven to get that extra help? Will you be driven to get on YouTube or, you know, take notes? Know exactly why you're doing this. My why was definitely the passion first, and then my 4 children was that second thing. Like, having to leave them and go to school, you know, are you going to be able to alter your schedule? Things are going to change. I lost my job. I mean, immediately when I made the decision to go to school, they went bankrupt 3 months after, you know? So it was like, what do I do now? I had to finish. I mean, I was thirsty to finish. And if it had not been for God, like, being there, I wouldn't have, because it was hard trying to go to work, take care of 4 kids. Your income at the time was not sufficient enough to take care of everything that you needed. And so you're pulling away from something that was full-time to go part-time to take care of something that you desire to be your full-time job. So have the passion before you go. Don't do it for the money. There's not a day that I wake up, and I know that at the end of the day, we have to take care of our families. But if you go in with that mindset that you're chasing a dollar, you're going to leave school before you even think about it. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Like,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Got to make sure that this is something that you're doing from that heart. This is something that, you know, it won't matter if it's $0. I have a lot of $0 days, girl. I have a lot of days where this person couldn't afford it, and they were humble enough to say, I just need to come. And you have to have that heart, knowing that you're going into something that you may have days like that. If COVID happens, if we get a snowstorm in March.
Don't say it. Because it happens every year.
You may miss 10 days of zero. You know what I mean? So you better make sure you're passionate about this. Because if not, you'll drop this job as quick as it comes, and you'll be doing something else. So definitely do your research. Know what that school offers. Know, is this something that I plan on doing? If I do fail the first test, if I fail the test a second time or a third time, I'm going to stick with this no matter what. So definitely, we need more hands. We don't have enough of those at all. There are not enough therapists out here doing this passionately. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about just doing it, but passionately doing it and doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can say that definitely does make a difference.
Huge.
Having the passion, it relays down into your fingertips.
Yeah.
Because I know my husband and I, we went out of town once and we had a massage at this fancy hotel and all the things. It was an anniversary. And it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a bad, yeah. But I was like, that was not Kashina. it just wasn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, she's got a job. You have a calling.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
She had a job, but you had a calling.
Thank you.
And that definitely comes through.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's so sweet.
Like, I just sit here and talk to you. Like, I don't even realize the camera's there.
Oh.
But while we are at a stopping point, and okay. I'm just oohing over you, we're going to take just a minute. We're going to stop. We're going to go to a commercial because we've got to thank our sponsors.
Yay.
Of the South Haven Business Beat. And this month, our South Haven Business Beat sponsor is Unstoppable Media.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. I'm Kristen, and I am here with Miss Kashina of Needing Knots of Relaxation, the most incredible massage therapist on the planet. And we have been just talking about who she is and her story and her why. And she is just a blessing, and I'm so excited to have her with us. Up next, I wanted to talk a little bit about the different types of massage therapy, because I know that you offer multiple different things.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have a massage therapist,
mm-hmm.
but I also have a physical therapist, and there's also just different things that we all do, like chiropractic and just different stuff that we do to help with our overall wellness of our body. So can you give me a little, I guess, medical almost terminology uh-huh. on what benefits massage therapy has?
Absolutely, absolutely. At our location, we offer varieties of different services, but I do want to make sure that no matter where a person is, this is something that I encourage anybody, any age too, because that's a big factor. We do youth massages at the spa, and a lot of people didn't understand that children can receive massage. So I always tell them from birth into whoever the oldest person is, this is something that is medically, it's just important to your body, to your mindset, you know, the movement of our body, the way that we move, it is crucial. So I always think of blood when I think about the body and I think about massage, because in that instance where I spoke about my grandmother, one of those issues was her blood was not moving properly throughout her body, which caused a lot of other issues to happen for her and just movement in general. So in a perfect world for me, I see this building, and this building has a physical therapist in one corner, the chiropractic office in another, your stretch therapist, you can't leave them out, in another, and then you have your massage therapy, okay? So in my mind, I believe, and I would educate my clients, that there are going to be things you're going to come and need on the table that you may not be able to get on the table that those other providers, they offer. If your body is not in alignment, you know, yeah, I'm going to encourage that person. Have you ever thought about seeing a chiropractor? If you've been in a horrible accident and you have these different parts of the body that, hey, this is not moving the way that it should, your stretch therapist and your physical therapist will come into play. When you have these situations where I just need to come in and relax, I have this issue that's going on with my shoulder, it's not moving properly, all of those entities can work together, yes. So therapeutic would definitely be one of the most popular, and deep tissue. because a lot of the people that come in, they have these stressful jobs where they're doing repetitious work, a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of heavy bending. And to be honest, most of the clients that come in, they're going to be seasoned. So they're beyond 25 years old. They've already been on a job 5, 10, 15, 20 years of doing something that has caused that body to change. And just the mode of us getting up, going to work those 5 days or even 7 days a week, 8, 10, 12 hours, that body is taking a hit all those days. And if you sprinkle a little stress onto that, oh, then you got a body that is definitely going to need some work when it comes in. So those are two of those sessions that we do quite often on a daily basis is going to be those, because those people are going to come in with problems, you know, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis, whether it's they have MS, you know, we see a lot of different types of issues that they come in with. And those days or sometimes even weeks that they leave, they're not having to take as much medication because we've got that blood to start flowing. We've moved those joints in that session. And breathing is super, super, super important and crucial to all of those entities, any of those businesses that I just named, just getting your client to breathe, inhale and exhale. We also offer Swedish that's going to be very, very popular to people who have never had one before. They're going to read that session. They don't necessarily have any issues that they know of until they get on the table. It changes a little bit, but they're coming in and they're concerned because they've never had it, giving them that education of everything is professional. You're properly draped. You know what I mean? Talking to that client throughout that session so that they'll know there's nothing that's going to be done or touched that you don't want done. And then we're watching the way that you breathe. You know, we're making sure we don't see you twitch, you know, in those sessions. And so prenatal is another one that we have for our moms. They can start coming in around their second trimester until the day that they have the baby to get those massages done. So we work with youth. Hot Stone is probably going to be my absolute favorite.
Girl, mine too.
So we hear that word and a lot of clients is like, hot? So it's not going to burn the skin. That temperature is just so warm and it's so soothing to feel those stones, and they can be placed anywhere throughout your session. I normally do that complimentary for clients on their first visit. Unless you're like Kristen and her hubby, they come in and you have to put them all over.
Just a little extra. I can't help it.
You have to do a little extra for some. And so every person that comes in, whether they know what to book or not, we're able to change that session anytime. They may have booked the Swedish and we may have to do some therapeutic work. So I pride myself in what needs to be done is done on that table with. They don't have to worry about the fee, you know, and I'm just boldly saying that because a lot of times people will not book what they need because they're concerned about, oh my God, it's a little bit more. So being able to come in there and be consistent is what I always preach to people. Like, just be consistent. You're going to see the change. I know that for a fact. And so I am a product of going to the chiropractor's office. Mm-hmm. I'm a product of being at physical therapy after car accidents. Absolutely, stretch therapy is getting that body to where you're going to feel taller than what you felt before you get on that table. Man, being in that unit and just seeing all of us be able to work together, refer those clients out to the other person that does great at what they do, that's the perfect world to me. Like, seeing that happen for these people would be ideal for me. So that's just a little bit about like what we offer. We do spa parties. We have other services that they can come in that they're not necessarily hands-on, but they help their body as well. So they can always just ask, you know, anytime they have a question, they can always just ask us about any of those other services.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
So how often are you on the other side of that table?
I try my best. This year, I think I did much, much better. I try my best 3 to 4 times in a month, if possible, which normally looks like at least once a week, at minimum twice in a month. Because if I don't now, I feel it. You know, I'm constantly working on someone else's body every single day, up 5 to 6 bodies sometimes in a day, depending on what it is that they book. So I try to make sure that not only am I telling you guys or asking you guys to come in when you can, but I'm also practicing what I preach too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've always been one of those that's like, okay, well, I can't. I have such, you know, this pain. Mm-hmm. I can't go. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Well, if you hurt already, there ain't nothing that's going to hurt more. So And that was one of my hesitations, was like, mm-hmm. oh, I love what you do, girl. I'll promote you all day long. But it took a little wearing down to get me on your table. I'm not going to lie.
It did.
Because I do have that lower back pain and the stuff that I go to physical therapy for. And I was scared.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're like, okay, so what do we want to do? And you did. You were so complimentary. And you mm-hmm. were like, okay, what do you want done?
Yeah.
Where is it, you know, a problem? And you going through it every step of the way mm-hmm. makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because immediately I was able to let my guard down.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you're precious anyway, that helped tremendously, but you feel vulnerable.
Absolutely. And then it's already this misconception of, am I going to be exposed? I want that to be just wiped out of the mind. Choose your therapist wisely. You can have 5 amazing therapists, 10 amazing therapists, but a true professional therapist that love what they do, you're going to be priority to them. They're going to respect you. They're going to respect whatever it is that you've been through. I have seen clients that have gone through things that you would never think of, having to come in there and just wonder, am I going to be okay? Do I have to remove this? Just getting that misconception out of the minds of mm-hmm. our community, out of the minds of our people, like, I want to make sure that that is something I do every single day when they wonder, you know, I don't want them to, I saw this and I thought it was that. No, this is not that. This is that professional thing. So definitely getting you in there, and you can always tell when that person is still kind of holding on because they're overthinking and you watch them and you just say, take that deep breath. And then boom, they're melted down in the table. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And within 5 minutes, it doesn't matter how tense or nervous you were, mm-hmm. within 5 minutes, I can feel my stress dripping out of my fingertips onto that floor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can't even describe how incredible it feels. And I need everybody. I need everybody to book a session with Miss Kashina.
Please.
Or one of the other 5 ladies, too. But especially Miss Kashina.
Absolutely.
Well, is there anything that we didn't talk about or cover that you really, really want to make sure that everybody knows?
I think that we did. This was awesome. Just to be here, like I said, was amazing. Definitely looking forward to people just reaching out, you know, using that phone number, using the website, and I'll provide that information whenever it's time to do that. Definitely just coming in, especially if you've never had one. I really love to see new clients. I'm so thankful for my returning clients. But definitely wanting them to come in and just get that education, even if they just want to ask the question, how will this help me? That's what I would love to see done the rest of this year and the upcoming year for sure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, guys, I thank you so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I thank you, Miss Kashina, for being our guest. If you've never had a massage, you've never looked into massage therapy, it's amazing. It will change the way your body moves and the way you see the world. I am not exaggerating. It does. So if you will, we posted on the screen. You should have seen her phone number, website, all the information. So reach out to Kashina and just have a conversation with her. Let her talk with you about some of the problems you're having and how she can possibly be help. And above all, she's going to be a blessing. So thank you guys so much for watching. If you haven't done so, go and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity. And we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.